Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is no, no, no. Now let me explain. The scripture says, if any man comes preaching another Jesus, or you receive another gospel, or follow another spirit, you will indeed bear with that person. Now, I know I didn't quote that exact, but you can look it up. It does say that in the Bible times that Paul, writing to the church, said that there were folks that were coming and preaching a different Jesus that he didn't teach, and a gospel, a different gospel that he didn't teach, and a spirit that was not the spirit of the living God. I can't help but think about that scripture and then look and see our society and see another Jesus, another gospel, and another spirit. My spirit cries out, no, 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 and so should yours. Now, what's the difference in the Jesus of the Bible and the Jesus that's being preached today? Well, I see this. I see Jesus in reference to the Christ, which is the Anointed One. The Anointed One is Jesus of the Bible. That's the truth. And yet the world tells us that, well, it must have been Mohammed, and there's an anointing on this prophet or that prophet or Mohammedism or this one or that one, and people are following them. They're following another anointed one instead of the anointed one, Jesus of Nazareth. Then I see it in another way. I see this other Jesus in the lives of people, because I talk to people every day and some of them say, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, but their life doesn't live up to that. When you say you're a Christian, you say you are saying you are an anointed one. You are a Christ-centered person, an anointed person. And when you express that and don't live up to it, then you're not that type of person. If somebody looks to you, they're looking to another Jesus, not the Jesus of the Bible. Now, the gospel. The gospel of grace is the gospel of the Bible. And when you get away from unmerited favor as a threshold for salvation and you place it on a foundation of works or anything else, you're following another gospel. You're receiving another gospel. The good news of why it's for unmerited favor is because God loved you and that he sent his only son, that only son should die as a penalty for your sins. Because he was spotless, the spotless Lamb of God, he was raised from the dead and now lives with God in heaven at his right hand, interceding for you and I. That's the gospel. That's the good news, that Jesus paid the penalty for your sins. And it was Jesus plus nothing. His life paid for your iniquity. Now, that is the basis of salvation. So when you have another gospel that says you have to work or you have to do this or you have to, you've missed it. Then there's another spirit. The spirit of the living God, the spirit that's character is described in Galatians 5, where he says the fruit of that spirit, meaning his character, is love, peace, joy, long-suffering, temperance, kindness, self-control, not jihadism, not death to everybody that doesn't believe or the way you do. Big difference. When you let that spirit in, that other spirit, then you bear with that one. And to bear with that philosophy and that religious spirit means that you will bear in that penalty of what God will do. So, my friends, please follow the Jesus of the Bible. trust in the gospel that Paul preached, not somebody else, and receive the Spirit of the living God, the one whose character is love, and all the other attributes that are revealed in Galatians 5, I think it's 22. God bless you. Have a great day.